Hello and welcome to Random Draw, a trip through the vinyl archive to WTBR-FM. When WTBR moved to the new facilities here at Pittsfield Community Television, it brought along with it a tremendous asset, its vinyl collection. Numbering nearly 20,000 pieces, including full albums, EPs, singles, and so much more. The purpose of this program is to take you back in time to the early days of WTBR when these records were brand new. I'm your host, David Cachet, and over the last couple of years, I've acted as sort of an archivist of this great collection. Just imagine, if you will, a wall full of records sorted into like cubby holes with about 150 to 200 records in each section. I'm going to be choosing one of these sections to grab records from. I'm going to be randomly selecting records off the wall of our studios and playing them for you. That's right, playing the actual vinyl records that have been in the WTBR archives for decades. Now, each record in our collection has a catalog number listed on it, and this coincides with the order in which it was received by the WTBR DJs back in the day. Its first two digits represent the year it came in, and the remaining three or four digits will tell you the order in which they received the LP that year. Now, tonight we're going to go back to the year 1975. Great year, right in the middle of a great decade. And we're going to be starting off with a couple old classic tunes that did not come out in 75. But we're part of some greatest hits collections that came out in 1975. And when I say these are old school artists, these are old school artists. We're going to start off with Ricky Nelson, either way. I believe by the time 75 came around, he's going by Rick Nelson. But, of course, he started off famous as Ricky Nelson, the son of Ozzy and Harriet Nelson. A big TV show back in the 50s, and, he became that sort of a son of the family, and then he became a father of his own of kids who became just as famous. He had a daughter who was an actress, Tracy Nelson, and two sons who became the group Nelson in the late 80s, early 90s. So we're going to be playing a song off of his United Artists album called The Very Best of Rick Nelson, catalog number 75-027, and it's the greatest hits featuring tracks from his first couple albums in the 50s and 50s and 60s, and we're going to listen to a song called Hello Mary Lou, which hit number 9 in 1961, and it came off an album in 1961 called Rick is 21, and that's when he came from Ricky to Rick. The album itself peaked at number 8. Now, Rick Nelson was very popular back in the day. He had 27 top 20 hits in the United States over his career. So let's listen to one now. Here is Hello Mary Lou right now on Random Draw by Rick Nelson.
Are falling 'cause you've taken her away, and though it really hurts me so, there's something that I've gotta say.
make her blue. Just tell her that you love her. Make sure you're thinking of her in everything you say and do. Take good care of my baby. Now don't you ever make her cry. Just let your love surround her. Paint a rainbow all around her. Don't let her see a cloudy sky. Once upon a time, that little girl was mine. If I'd been true, I know she'd never be with you. So take good care of my baby. Be just as kind as you can be. And if you should discover that you don't really love her, just send my baby back home to me. Well, take good care of my baby. Be just as kind as you can be. And if you should discover that you don't really love her, baby back home to me. Take good care of my baby. Well, take good care of my baby. Just take good care.
Sometimes it seems unimaginable that you were ever any other way. With your white rose face and your open clothes, embroidered jeans and silver chains. You're a well-known face in all the hangout places where the lost souls congregate. You sit all night but you talk too fast. I don't know what you're trying to say. Oh, Carol, I think it's time for running for cover. Believe me, you're everyone's and nobody's lover. You got a one-way ticket for all your yesterdays. I know your daddy said he talked to you, but he never really found the time. And your TV mother with the cocktail eyes could never really reach your mind. So you fixed your star to a passing dream and took a cocaine holiday. Now the years flow around you in a muddy stream. You need another place to stay. Oh, Carol, I think it's time for running for cover. Believe me, you're everyone's and nobody's lover. You got a one-way ticket for all your yesterdays. Reach down, a silvery ship from the stars. I know you're there. I know you'll understand me. You can take me anywhere. I know you must be there. Well, sometimes it seems impossible that the game could get that rough. But the stage is set, the exit's barred, and the makeup won't come off. So you make your bow to the balcony. You light another cigarette, and the lights grow dim as the music starts. And it's easy to forget. Oh, Carol, I think it's time for running for cover. Believe me, you're everyone's and nobody's lover. You got a one-way ticket to all your yesterdays.
Al Stewart with Carol. Before that, we heard Bobby V and his song Take Good Care of My Baby. And we started off the show today with Rick Nelson and his song Hello Mary Lou. Now, Bobby V was another one of those teen idols in the 50s and 60s, and Take Good Care of My Baby was one of his bigger hits. The song hit number one in 1961. It, too, was also featured on a 1975 compilation album. It pretty much matches the Rick Nelson album on United Artists. It's called The Very Best of Bobby V, catalog number 75-23 here at WTBR. It features all of his early hits from his first few albums. Now, the interesting thing, if you ever get a chance to read up on Bobby V, he was the guy who... it's weird to say, but filled in for Buddy Holly once. It was the day the music died, you know, when they had the plane crash that killed the big bopper, Richie Valens and Buddy Holly. Well, it was on the way to a gig in Minnesota when the plane crashed, and so when that gig still happened, they were scrambling around, so Bobby V, who was just 15 years old, got a bunch of his school friends together and performed as a group called The Shadows at that next gig, and that started his whole music career. So there you go. Sometimes it's just about being there, I guess. And then we followed that up with Al Stewart and his song Carol. Now, Al Stewart is a Scottish singer-songwriter who was putting out his sixth album in 1975 called Modern Times on, let's see here, it looks like Janus Records, catalog number 75-20 here at WTBR. Now, the album peaked at number 30 here in the U.S., but he had bigger hits a year or two later with songs like Year of the Cat and Time Passages and that sort of thing. So we'd hear certainly more from Al Stewart over the next couple of years. But this was from his 1975 song Carol. All right, we're going to move into the, we're going to stay across the pond for the next set of music here. And we're going to start with an artist who was a very excellent guitar player. And, you know, he was a member of Procol Harum for a little bit and then broke out on his own. He joined Procol Harum after they had their biggest hit, Whiter Shade of Pale. And in 1973, he would form his own power trio, and that's Robin Trower and his Robin Trower Band. Now, they were putting out the third album in 1975 of theirs called For Earth Below, and that was on Chrysalis Records. And the album itself peaked at number five. You know, it's hard to believe it. You know, usually a power trio with guitar-based stuff, you never think of it going that high in the charts, but there it was, number five on the charts. So right now we're going to listen to a great song of Robin Trower, and that's Shame the Devil. So here you go. Here's Robin Trower with Shame the Devil right now on Random Draw. There's a time for forgiving, y'all, and a time to show. Ooh, there's more won than lost. More hope and real despair, and it's waiting, waiting. Don't you spend your whole life. Baby, you'll make it through. This old world has had enough of people giving up. Yeah, I'm just waiting, waiting. Don't you spend your whole life hesitating. Come on, tell the truth. Shame the devil. Dixie Rock indeed. That was Wet Willie. And before that, we heard The Ridiculous Trip by Nicky Hopkins. And we started off this set of rock music with Robin Trower and the song Shame the Devil. Now, Nicky Hopkins is someone, if you've ever listened to like any classic rock song from the 70s and had a piano in it, you probably heard Nicky Hopkins in there because he was one of the greatest session players and club gig guys who ever played. He played with the Rolling Stones, the Kinks, the Who. If you ever listen to Who's Next, a couple tracks on there are all Nicky Hopkins. She's a Rainbow, the Rolling Stones. I mean, come on, that the classic piano stuff there. All the stuff from Nicky Hopkins is just incredible stuff. That's why I sort of played instrumentally. You really got to listen to him on the piano. He also was in another group. If you ever get a chance to look up a group called Sweet Thursday, and they had a song called Gilbert Street. They only put out one album. It's like a 10.5 minute long song. Great song. Nicky Hopkins was part of that trio in that group. So if you ever get a chance, check that one out. But that was Nicky Hopkins and The Ridiculous Trip off of his 1975 album, No More Changes. And that was on Mercury Records catalog number 75-124 here at WTBR. And then after that, we followed up with Wet Willie and their song Dixie Rock, which was taken from their album Dixie Rock in 1975 on Capricorn Records. And Capricorn Records, so again, if you know anything about music, Capricorn Records, very much a Southern rock music label. And if you couldn't guess, Wet Willie is from the Southern rock roots. They're from Mobile, Alabama, before relocating to Macon, Georgia, where Capricorn Records was located. Capricorn, of course, is famous for having the Allman Brothers on there, plus Marshall Tucker Band and Wet Willie and a few other great stalwarts of Southern rock music. And so again, that song was from their album Dixie Rock. And the album peaked at number 114 in the U.S. The single hit number 96. They had a hit the year before, 1974, with a song called Keep On Smiling, which did hit the top 10 for them. So again, that was Wet Willie with the song Dixie Rock. All right, we're going to take a short break right now on Random Draw. We'll be right back in just a few moments to hear some more great random music from the year 1975. So stay tuned.
What's going on here?
Combining the miracle of modern technology with the secrets of ordinary street junkies. Producing this.
89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. BCC provides access to higher education to everyone in Berkshire County and beyond, offering more than 50 high-quality programs, small class sizes, and an affordable education to help their students of all ages achieve their dreams. At BCC, their middle name is community. And from Sundrini Awnings and Home Improvement, retractable awnings, retractable screens, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings, and screen rooms. Customized solutions available online at Sondrini.com.
A, always B, B, C, closing. Always be closing. Always be closing.
And we are back here on Random Draw. We've been listening to music from the year 1975. Now, remember to subscribe to the podcast of Random Draw by wherever you get podcasts, including Google, Apple Music, etc., etc. You can also visit our station's website for more information at WTBRFM.com. While you're there, you can check out the schedule of all the great local programming, get all of those podcasts, including mine, and there's a great big button at the top that says Donate, and we'd be more than appreciative of anything you could drop in our donation box to help us keep the lights on here at WTBR. All right, let's jump back into some music from 1975, and we are going to funk it up a little bit, get out of the rock stuff. We're going to get over into the funk, and we're going to listen to a song by the Jimmy Castor Bunch, who in 1975 were putting out an album called But Of Course, and that's But with two T's. So But Of Course, that's on Atlantic Records, catalog number 75-054. Jimmy Castor, of course, was a jazz saxophonist, but he also played a lot of funk music, a lot of great albums. And in 1975, they were putting out their sixth album as a group, and it peaked to number 74, and the single went all the way up to number 16, and we're going to listen to a song called The Bertha Butt Boogie. So here is the Jimmy Castor Bunch right now with the Bertha Butt Boogie right now on Random Draw.
Bum, bum, bubba-dum, bum, 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 bubba-dum.
The party was jumping when Bertha got off of her stump. The whistles were blowing and everybody did the bump. But all the time, Bertha had been working on a goodie. Now folks call it Bertha Butt Boogie.
When Bertha Butt did a goodie, she started the Bertha Butt Boogie.
No question. In the wind, the ground started shaking. No grass grew where she'd been. The music was popping. The crowd had formed a ring. Our sisters yelled, "Boogie Bertha, do your thing!" For your information, Bertha had three sisters: Betty Butt, Bella Butt, and Bathsheba Butt.
When Bertha
no question.
Bum, bum, bubba-dum, bum, 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 bubba-dum. Bum, bum, bubba-dum, bum, 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 bubba-dum.
Hey, Leroy, get away from that woman. Boy, you'll never learn. Uh-oh. Here comes the chocolate dye. Come here. Sock it to me. Stood back and yelled,
"Betty, Bella, Bathsheba!"
And the Butt sisters backed her up when she yelled,
"I need you!"
The Chocolate Knight, Leroy, Luther, and the Butt sisters all knew that the Bertha Butt Boogie was now the thing to do.
When Bertha Butt did her boogie, she started a Bertha Butt Boogie.
Question.
I'll suck it to you, Daddy.
Me like. Me like. Come here, woman. Woman.
Bum, 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 bum She's starting a Bethlehem boogie.
Bum, bum, ba-ba-dum, oh, bum, 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 ba-ba-dum. Bum, bum, ba-ba-dum, oh, bum, 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 ba-ba-dum.
Feelings are part of living,
part of living,
and music love a man.
Oh, yeah? Man, let me tell you. I don't want no honky in my family. You dig? No honky in my family.
See what I mean?
Brother Louie by Hot Chocolate, and before that we heard I'm the Music by the Counts, and we started off this funky set of music with the Jimmy Castor Bunch and the song Bertha Butt Boogie. Now the Counts were a funk band from Detroit, Michigan, who were putting out their third and final studio album in 1975. It was an album called Funk Pump on Aware Records. And there you go, the album peaked number 58 on the R&B charts for them in 1975. So not too bad for their final record. Again, that was the Counts with the song I'm the Music. All right, and then after that we heard from Hot Chocolate. And they were putting out their debut album. It actually came out like late 74, early 75-ish, depending on when they got it here at the station. And it was an album called Cicero Park on Big Tree Records, catalog number 75-048 here at WTBR. And they put out that song, Brother Louie. Now, again, if you've heard that song before, you probably haven't heard their version of it. Even though they wrote this song was a huge hit for the band called Stories in 1973 when it hit number one on the Hot 100. Not so well, didn't do so well for Hot Chocolate at the time. Their album only peaked at number 55, and that single didn't really go anywhere, and it really wasn't really too much of a single for them. They had a hit song on that called Emma. But the sticker on the front of the album says that this album features the original version of Brother Louie. So there you go. So that was Hot Chocolate with Brother Louie. All right, we got time for another set of music. We're going to start it off with a group called Argent, who were formed by the keyboard member of the Zombies, and that's Rod Argent. They were putting out their sixth album in 1975. It was an album called Circus on Epic Records. It was their sixth album, like I said, and it was their first album not to feature Russ Ballard, who was sort of a songwriter with the group, and he would later go on to write many, many great songs in the 80s. So we're going to listen to a song called Circus off of the album Circus from the group Argent right now on Random Draw.
Thank you. time that will help us get it together again. Have you heard of the word that will stop us going wrong? Well, the time is near, the word you'll hear when you get things in perspective. Spread the news and help. Time that will help us get it together again. Have you heard of the word that will stop us going wrong? Well, the time is near, the word you hear when you get things in perspective. Spread the news.
Right for me.
Bad Company with Good Lovin' Gone Bad. And before that, we heard Yes and their song Time and a Word. And we started off this last set of music with Urgent and their song Circus. Now, that Yes song, Time and a Word, was taken from a compilation album that Atlantic Records was putting out in 1975. It was a compilation called Yesterdays. It was the first compilation that Yes put out. And that song, Time and a Word, was the title track from their second album that they had put out. So there you go. That was Yes with Time and a Word. And we closed up the show today with Bad Company and their song Good Lovin' Gone Bad on Swan Song Records, the old Led Zeppelin label, number catalog number 75-065 here at WTBR. And the album is called Straight Shooter, and it's got great songs on there like Good Lovin' Gone Bad, Feel Like Making Love, Shootin' Star. What a great album. So there you go. That's Bad Company with Good Lovin' Gone Bad. Well, that wraps it up for us here at Random Draw. If you'd like to learn more about WTBR or even have an idea for your own show, please visit WTBRFM.com. So until next time here on Random Draw, I've been your host, David Cachet. We'll see you later.